You are listening to the Stooky Duck Podcast. And now, here's your host, Raquel.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, y'all.
What's going on?
Well, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, feels good.
I'm glad you guys are back, too.
All right. So, we got a little bit of a different kind of show today. We want to talk about some...
drama tonight.
Yeah.
And this segment is probably going to bring in more drama.
Right. Because what we're talking about is a very heavy topic, especially with what's going on in the country right now. But we're going to go there. Because I'm not the only one that has a very strong opinion about this. I think we all should be talking about this. And this is gun violence and, you know, and police officers. 2 weeks ago, there was a shooting in San Francisco. A 19-year-old male got shot by SFPD. But the circumstances around that, which ultimately led to his death, are a very sticky subject, very sticky topic right now in the city of San Francisco. So basically what happened was this guy got off work. His friend and his friend's girlfriend picked him up. And I don't know what they were doing, but later on that evening, or maybe even not too long after he got off work, this guy, that 19-year-old male, he held two people up at gunpoint and robbed them.
Armed robbery.
So we're talking about armed robbery here. After that, he ran away and jumped into the trunk of a car. But the people who he robbed flagged down a cop. There just happened to be a cop right there. They flagged him down. The cops went after the car, and the car stopped. They were asking everybody to get out of the vehicle, so the driver eventually got out. He didn't resist too much. He was talking shit though. But then the cops focused their attention to the guy who committed the armed robbery, who was in the trunk. Now, they knew he had a gun on him. So, I watched the body cam video, as did you guys.
Yeah. Right.
Does anybody want to take it over from
here? Yeah,
yeah. Because I get too upset.
Yeah. All right.
You got it?
Well, I just want to elaborate, a gun, whether it's a gun, a knife, any type of item that can cause physical harm and can lead to death. It's a weapon. It's a weapon to possibly end somebody's life. Evidently, we've seen that. Unfortunately, stuff ended in a sad way. So he was in the trunk. It was a standoff, police standoff, at a very, very, in my opinion, a very close proximity. I believe it was too close, given all the elements and the factors. They could have done better to control the situation. Hopefully the chief can implement new strategies, new tactics to prevent stuff like this to get to that level, to escalate. One would be just close down the whole block and tell people to remain inside. don't put anybody at risk. Take everybody away from the threat. And not necessarily negotiate with whoever they're chasing or whoever they got. Because they weren't chasing them. They already stopped them. I don't know how else to explain it, but just to be very more strategic. But, so anyways, the 19-year-old male is in the trunk. The driver's already out, you know, hands up. His hands are up, and they're speaking to the 19-year-old and giving him instructions, clear instructions, both in English and Spanish. No mumbling, no stuttering. It was clear. It was heard from the recording, about 25, 30 meters away, I would say. And, you know, there's no gaps in the communication. Everything was clear. And as the truck was open, I guess he was having trouble getting out. He wasn't, I don't know what was going in his mind or in his head, you know.
Well, I don't think it was that he had trouble getting mm-hmm. out. It's just that he wasn't getting out.
Right.
Yeah.
So he was... Not cooperating. Exactly.
He just wasn't cooperating at all.
And they, you know, they shot a beanbag, you know, and I'm
got him right in the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got him right in the knee.
You know, that got him in the knee. Hurt.
That's a high velocity beanbag right there.
Yeah.
And we've all seen Jackass. We've seen that shit did to Johnny Knoxville's stomach.
Yeah. And they told him, "We're going to shoot you again with the beanbag."
Communicate. But I mean, come on. Did they make it clear that they were going to shoot him with the beanbag first?
I don't think they made it clear that they were going to shoot him with the beanbag, but they did say we're going to shoot you.
Okay, now do you think that he realized that it was a beanbag, or do you think that it was that he might have potentially thought, dang, they already started to shoot me?
Well, I can't even for sure say that. The beanbag is coming at a high velocity.
It's coming at a high velocity, but you know for a fact when something hits you hard, and I know a lot of people don't necessarily know what a bullet feels like, but if you ask anyone who's gotten shot, they just tell you it's like really hot.
Yeah.
It's like really hot. Yeah. It's not a smack. Like the beanbag, it hurt. It was a blunt. It was like getting hit by a bat. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a shot. And I believe that there was a gap in between the time that the beanbag was shot and then the time where he reacted to that.
Oh, yeah, there was a big time gap.
There was a big time gap in that he looked at himself.
Yeah, so he realized he wasn't bleeding.
They didn't start shooting. They shot a beanbag round at him. Now, I mean, like G said, you know, the message was very clear. They were there for about 10 minutes. I mean, I personally don't understand how long it takes for you to register. And it was a standoff. And for the people that are trying to say, you know, there should have been negotiations for what? You committed a crime. You have a weapon on you.
That they know you have a weapon on you.
You have no hostages. You have no leverage. What makes you think that this would be a negotiation? Especially after he willingly knew that he had a gun on him, loaded gun on him, didn't drop it, didn't do anything to cooperate with police officers. Well, what else do you want them to do?
Now, let me say this. His family members and friends and other members of the community are saying that he was afraid that they were going to deport him. I call bullshit. Everybody knows that San Francisco is a sanctuary city. You know, Donald Trump made it one of his main campaign fucking issues, the whole Kate Steinle murder killing that happened here, and when the guy that killed her was found not guilty. He was talking all this shit about San Francisco and we're a sanctuary city and we don't cooperate with federal authorities and all that stuff. So nobody, or I should say everybody in San Francisco knows that you're not going to get deported. So for people to start crying that, I call bullshit.
And I'm sorry. I have children of my own, and I couldn't imagine them, you know, losing them, right? And it would break my heart. And I understand that they're upset and they're looking for someone to blame because they're not thinking rationally. I'm not sure if they know what their son did.
Apparently, they showed them the dash, not the dash cam, the body cam footage
right
at the town hall meeting.
Okay.
But, you know, they were still calling SFPD murderers.
They were calling them murderers, but, I mean, what if it was the dad? You know, these people, it's kind of, I'm sorry to say, but it's kind of hypocritical because, you know, you're okay. You're not okay with them shooting your son, but you're okay with your son shooting them.
Oh, we didn't even get to that point yet.
Yeah. And your son instigating this.
I left off at the beanbag.
The beanbag. We didn't even get there yet. Oh. So let's
bring it back.
Bring it back.
Okay.
Where are we at? Beanbag shot. There's a few seconds go by. You know, he's probably realizing I didn't get shot. I'm not bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can see his leg moving in the video.
And again, I'm sorry to interrupt, but just to add on, like, they have the full body cam. And I don't know why the news is chopping it up and doesn't let it play through.
Yeah. Right.
Just to allow the people to see the time, you know, how long it was or how short it was. You know, I can't say if it was a long time or not because the media chopped it up and
chopped and screwed it.
I mean, they put out what they wanted the people to see.
Right.
Not the whole truth.
Right.
They didn't lie, but they withheld.
Right.
Withheld a lot of footage and altered it, tailored it to their liking, to what the majority of the people in this city want to see. And I mean, that just goes, I mean, everybody knows media.
The two videos that I saw
just want the views and
The two videos that I saw that I sent you guys, ABC and CBS.
Yeah.
I think that they did a good job, you know, posting those videos. We saw a lot of what happened.
Yeah.
Now the one on ABC was the body cam.
Right.
And the one on CBS was a witness who filmed it.
Okay.
So let's go back to what you see from the body cam footage, because you guys saw something that I didn't see.
Yeah.
Which was the beanbag.
Yeah.
No, which was after the beanbag.
Oh, like when he looked like
when he reacted.
Got, yeah, it looked like he got like upset.
He got pissed. Like he got
butt
hurt. Damn, you motherfucking look. Even if it wasn't a beanbag, even if it was a warning shot to your knee with a real bullet, I would have taken that. I would have taken that hint.
Yeah.
Like,
get out of the fucking car.
Okay, I'm throwing my gun. I'll throw the fucking gun out of the car.
They were telling him, show your hand.
They were telling him, show
your other hand.
Yeah. Yeah,
show your other hand. They kept repeating it. And he refused to do it.
It's...
So beanbag is shot.
Beanbag shot.
He continues to not show his other hand. So then what happens?
Then he pulls out the hand. He pulls out the gun and proceeds to...
He pulls it out parallel to the ground. And I mean...
He's a side shooter in a
threatening manner. I mean, you see a gun being pointed, finger inside where the trigger's at.
Now, it's not clear to me what he shot at.
Right.
It doesn't fucking matter.
But he did pull the trigger and shoot the gun. And you have to understand.
It doesn't matter.
That you personally, as a person, have all of these police officers like rabid dogs. Right. You know, not
they're
saying,
gonna shoot.
Not if, saying that they're, listen, but at the sign of any...
There's no time. There's no time to wait to see where that bullet's going to go.
You can't. That's impossible.
It's impossible. He shot first. They reacted.
You know, and you gotta wrap your mind around this. You know, it's not like it was in a dirt road. No, it was on asphalt. You know, pavement. There's sidewalks. There's cars.
There was people.
People. This bullet doesn't just stop when it hits a target. These bullets, you know, they're rotating. You know, they're rotating through the barrel as it's getting shot, depending on what type of gun it was.
What type of ammo you got, too.
What type of ammo you got. You know, so much things, you know, you have to wrap your head around and you gotta understand that bullets ricochet.
They do.
It doesn't go straight through you. It's going to enter one way and exit out another way. And they can't risk that.
I can't.
Well, that depends on
I don't understand
ammo.
Why he shot first. I can't.
And he opened up the trunk with his opposite hand.
Right.
Let's watch so the video. Like let's watch the video shot. Again. Let's pull up the video again. It's right here.
We will link to this video.
Yeah.
We'll link to both of the videos. Are we going to watch the one from the eyewitness?
Wait.
I'm doing the body cam.
You're doing the body cam? See, I didn't see him
pull.
Okay, so let me tell you my initial reaction. My initial reaction was when I watched the body cam footage and I heard all the shots, I was like, God damn it, SFPD. Why did you shoot him? Why the fuck did you shoot him? And as I'm reading through all these comments on Facebook, somebody says, no, he shot first. Look at this video that CBS put up from a witness. And so I went to that video and I watched it. And you could clearly see he pulled out the gun and shot first. And then SFPD started shooting. And that completely changed my view. Like, oh my God, what were you thinking, dude?
I counted the seconds. From the time that the beanbag hit him to the time that he reacted and pulled the trigger. It was honestly like 5 seconds, or 6 seconds-ish.
Well.
So it's like, bam, they hit me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm already shooting back.
Why would you do that?
That's especially a long time.
Especially if it was only one shot.
Yeah.
If the cops are going to shoot you, they're going to shoot 99 fucking rounds, right?
Exactly.
So my thing is...
Oh, my God.
I feel hella bad for his family.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right?
Of course.
I feel hella bad
it's
for
terrible.
His family.
It's a terrible thing.
But SFPD is not to blame. You need to blame your son, right? Your brother, your cousin. Whatever he was to you, your friend. It's his fault, okay? He committed a crime.
Straight up.
And you know what? There have been a number of crimes like that going on recently.
Right. And we always refer back to what he did. And, you know, an armed robbery is like, what if those victims didn't give up what they had?
He would have shot them.
That's up for discussion.
Yeah, right? I mean that we can't really discuss that because that's something that didn't happen.
Right. But we got to keep it in mind though.
It is a possibility, but there's a lot of other possibilities as well. You know, what if that was their last money that they had in the whole world?
Yeah,
to feed that their child.
Now
his parents don't care about those people.
Yeah,
his parents no, they're hurt. I get it. It's sad and it's tragic. It's tragic that your son had to do what he did. Why? Ask yourself, why did he have to do this? Why did he have to commit this crime? Why did he have to commit any crime? Why did he have a gun on him? Is the streets not safe? Maybe you didn't do your part to get your son away from these people in which they're currently with. Maybe you didn't do your part and maybe I should work a little harder to get my family out of this place. No. You decide when shit like this happens, you want to blame, it tends to be either white people or police.
Right. But this is clear cut, man.
I'm sorry.
It's clear cut. I'm Latina. And I'm sorry. You committed a crime. You didn't listen to orders. And you shot first.
Explicit orders. Yeah. They were very clear.
Clear direction.
In both English and Spanish. Jesus Christ. They literally got someone to speak Spanish for you.
Right. They were looking for people. They were like, who speaks Spanish? Who speaks Spanish?
Pero no.
And for people to start saying, oh, he was afraid he was going to get deported. Again, bullshit.
Ah, pues. Sí. Because it makes so much sense. Oh, yeah. Let me die. Then get deported. Because, you know, life just isn't worth living. Come on, man.
No.
And, you know. I mean, even though, I mean, what would I do?
Yeah, what would you do? If you were a cop and you were in that situation, what would you do? Would you shoot?
If he shot at me, even if he didn't shoot at me, but he shot at, like, in my direction, of course I would shoot back.
But how would you know what direction he was shooting? You just see a gun being whipped out.
If he's being whipped out, I mean.
You shoot, right?
Well, if I'm right there, I'll know. I mean.
It's
different, you know. For seeing from body cam, it's not the same as seeing it live, right? Because you, when you're live, you have the panoramic. So he might have seen his I was gonna say battle buddy, but his officer, you know, his coworker, get shot at, and it was in an aggressive manner because it was a reaction to what the police had initiated, which was trying to, you know. Letting this guy know that the police were for real.
Right.
That we were giving you chances. We shot you with a non-lethal round to let you know that we're serious. We're going to shoot you. We've told you in English and in Spanish. And for 10 minutes, we've stood here and tried to talk to you.
Yeah.
And you had no moment thought, hey, you know, maybe I should just give myself up. Go to jail.
Yeah. I mean.
Now, what would you do if you were an officer? Hey, you were fucking in Afghanistan.
Right.
So if somebody shoots and what are you going to do?
You're going to shoot back, right?
Return
fire, eliminate the threat.
Right.
You know, and of course there's rules of engagement to it, depending on the distance and all kinds of things with that. If I was in that situation, you know, I mean, depends if I was in charge of it, if I was running the show, I mean, I would, again, be strategic about it. You know, the government, the police force, they have toys. And when I say toys, they have mechanisms and machines. You know, if they wanted to, they could cordon the whole area, the whole block, evacuate everybody they needed to. And, you know, bring out SWAT. I don't know why SWAT wasn't called. I didn't know why the elite force, or one of the elite force of the police department wasn't called. Why didn't they utilize...
And SWAT is so fucking close.
Yeah.
It's right here on 17th and Dejaro.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't utilize that. You know, that's a thing that, you know... They had to learn from this lesson. I mean, it's not the first time.
No, because a few weeks ago there was a shootout on 15th and... somewhere by Dejaro.
Right. So
SWAT was there.
If I was in charge, you know, I would utilize all my non-lethal weapons, you know, get a robot in there, you know, bomb squad.
You know. To do what though? Like another person. What are they going to do with the robot?
Maybe they can get a robot and throw in some tear gas or something.
No, they could go up.
They were pretty close right there. They didn't need
the robot. The robot could have approached the trunk. With a monitor or with a phone or something like.
But again,
I'm just saying this is how I would run the show.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't want to take the ultimate option.
Which is his life.
His life. I wouldn't want to take that away from because I mean, it just goes on my beliefs. Like, why am I going to take somebody's life? And, but then you got to flip it back. Well, he almost took somebody's life.
Right.
I mean, you're willing to take somebody's life, but you got to remember, you're risking your own life. You know, had that not been a cop, What if he robbed somebody who has a concealed and carry? You know, how do you rob, you know, me and I had something on me. You know, I'm gonna play the part, but then I'm gonna take it out and disarm him. You know, it just falls back at why did he feel the need to do that?
We'll never know. I don't know.
You know, and you could blame the struggle, you could blame the hood, but you know, a lot of these, I mean, growing up, you know, just too short. You want to provide the life to the next generation. I want to give them, like, for my kids, I want my kids to have everything that I've always wanted or that I needed growing up.
Listen, we grew up in, what would you call the Mission District? Like the hood?
Right, yeah. The Latin ghetto.
The Latin hood, the Latin ghetto.
From, you know, Gangsta Flea.
So we grew up there. I was never in a gang. I went to school. I did get into a number of fights. But for the most part, I was a good kid. You know, growing up in this area where a lot of my friends were in gangs and a lot of people passed away. And but it was my family,
yeah,
that didn't allow me to hang out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? And so,
because they learned, because they went through it.
So you want better for the next generation. My kids aren't going to fucking hang out in the streets. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? No, it's not going to happen. Now, just because I grew up in the Mission, it annoys me when people are like, "Oh, you grew up in the Mission. You know what it's all about. You know what's up." Don't put me in the same box as other ghetto ass people, because I'm not like that. I'm sorry. Now, I may be a loudmouth. I'm a bitch. I speak my mind. I don't let people disrespect me. But I'm intelligent about it, right? I don't fly off the handle. I'm just very
cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Because I don't let somebody get me to there, right? My God, I'm going to be 40 years old. Like, there's no need for that. I'm old. So I'm not trying to be all, you know, walking with my chest out and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So just because you grew up here, born and raised, still here, doesn't mean you're about that life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't want my children to be about that life. You don't want your kids to be there either. No. You don't want your kids to be there either.
Fuck no. I hate that shit.
I will beat their ass. I will fuck my kids up.
And that's another topic too. These kids nowadays,
they're so disrespectful.
No respect.
No
respect.
Yeah.
And the kids nowadays, they'll roast you over anything. Anything. Listen, you got the mandel, Jesus mandels on? Ooh.
This is a problem everywhere. And my opinion is that it's because we have babies raising babies.
Yeah.
What do you expect from somebody who doesn't know, who hasn't been through all these life journeys? Right? You're 14, 15, 16, 17 having a kid. What are you going to teach that kid? You haven't even been through life.
You know what you could do with that kid? As terrible as it seems, put him up for adoption. Kid will be better off, and so will you. Oh, but I love my baby and I can't. Single mom? No. I think there's like a really high percentage of people that are in jail that come from single mothers.
Or how about we just not have sex when we're young?
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, you know, you could say that.
Young mothers too are, you know, I mean, young parents, they're not mature. I mean, I was young when I had my firstborn, And I still don't feel like ready, you know, but I'm doing it. And you know, you got certain parents, you know, you got, you know, baby mama drama, and you know, they manipulate their baby daddy or whatever the case may be, significant other. You know, they manipulate them through the kids, you know, so that's why they keep the kids in order to keep somebody around. And that's just crazy in itself because you over here getting mad at baby daddy, husband, boyfriend. You're getting mad at him. He ain't around, but then you're taking it out on the kids. The baby that you don't want to give up, the baby that you love so much.
You know why? Because it's a paycheck.
Them, using the baby as a tool.
It's a paycheck when taxes come.
It is a paycheck.
It's a paycheck when taxes come. You know, you try to get somebody, you pin them down as your baby daddy. You know, you did whatever, a DNA test, and then it came out positive. Bam, got you. Got you, bitch.
Where's my
child support? Then I'm going to get some food stamps. I'm going to give me some food stamps. This baby.
That's another thing I can't stand. I can't stand people that like
live off of that shit.
Manipulate the system.
I fucking hate that shit.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I think you should get like a 6 months max. and if you didn't do well in those 6 months, then you're SOL.
Yeah. And so I mean we'll come to that. That's another episode.
That's a whole different episode. But let's bring it back.
But my point is, just because you grow up here doesn't mean, or specifically in this neighborhood, doesn't mean you're about that life, you know? So there are people in this world conscious of that and want better for their children.
Of course.
Always. And I'm lucky that my mother wanted better for me and my siblings.
Same here, my mom. Right? Same thing. By herself.
By herself.
You know? As soon as I started hitting teenage age. She got us up. As soon as I hit high school, we were in a different city. You know, it was close to the city, you know, San Francisco. But you know, she got us out of temptation.
Right.
She got me out of temptation. And you know,
I mean, kids will be kids.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, you know.
And I've done stuff in high school where, you know, ended up, you know, I was handcuffed in my freshman year.
Did you get arrested?
Yeah. Oh. I knew not
did
to
you
like,
get charged?
To fight it. I had to go to this youth program. in the TLs.
Oh,
I mean, just going to the TLs, I was like, oh shit, I fucked up.
Which brings us to this. Don't resist arrest.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Look, we have good cops, we have bad cops. Plain and simple. There's good cops, and then there's cops that feel like they're above the law because they're the law, right? And whatever they say goes. So I get it. Like, I've come across police officers like that too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And they piss me off, but that still doesn't mean that I'm going to disrespect them or I'm not going to do what they say, because I don't want to get fucking locked up. I don't want to get shot.
Right, exactly. I mean, there comes a point where it becomes too much, and then you have to take a stand for yourself. You know, but they could be talking shit about me. I personally don't give a fuck. You know, I'll talk shit about them. They're a public figure.
I ain't saying shit.
You can talk shit. I mean, but you're not resisting. If you get arrested and you can get this on camera, that's unlawful arrest. You know, things like that. You know, justice will prevail.
Yeah, I mean, they can as long as
you do things right. It's not you just like the really important ones is. You know, you could talk shit to the cops, whatever. They're talking shit to you. That doesn't matter. Like, I don't think that they give a crap about that crap. But once you start, like, fidgeting, doing things that he's telling you not to do, like, physically,
just don't resist
arrest. Don't, you know, don't do anything too hasty like that because...
Just get out of the car with your hands up in the air, put them behind your back, let them handcuff you and walk your happy ass to the back of their fucking car.
And listen, you have the Fifth Amendment. If you're already gonna get
a goddamn thing,
yeah. If you're already gonna get arrested, don't say shit. You have the Fifth Amendment, the right to remain silent. Okay, cool. That's it.
Don't say a damn thing. Ask for a lawyer. Don't say a goddamn thing. Ask for a lawyer. I'm going to say it again. Don't say a thing. You have the right to remain silent. So remain silent. That is your right. You know, because anything you do or say will be held against you in a court of law. Do you hear me? Anything you do or say will be held against you. So shut the fuck up, because you have the right to remain silent.
And you also have the right to an attorney, which is another one of your amendments. So that is your right.
Call a fucking attorney.
Call an attorney. Call a good attorney. It will be worth it.
Yes.
Don't fucking go with, you know, public defenders. They're great.
Hey, I know a public defender. He's great.
They do great service. But you want to get someone that who's completely 100% focused on you. So
yeah, public defenders have a lot
throwing
on
that, throwing that out there.
And, you know, if you ever come across this episode, you know, or whoever, you know, I mean, you ain't got to prove nothing. You ain't got to prove yourself to anybody else. You got to prove who you are to yourself.
Or society.
Know who you are. I mean, as long as you know what you're doing, why you're doing it, you got. I'm sure you got reasons. You know, whether they're positive or negative. You know, not to justify anything, you know, people do, but. Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not worth your stress. It's not worth your health. You know, just let people talk, because that's all they're doing is just talking. And I mean, you shouldn't have to flaunt what you're about if you're about it. In my opinion, if you got it, you got it.
Exactly. Lions don't roar before they attack. Okay.
So with that said. That's a good one. There's another issue that's going on locally with police officers. And this issue, actually, let's go back to this guy. Is there anything else that we want to say about this kid that...
Yes. I wanted to say one more thing about this.
In conclusion.
I mean, I got a whole bunch to say about how I run the show.
So I was going to tell you about that. Like, you running the show. You got to remember also that there are budgets... Right, and SWAT comes under one of those budgets, and they're, you know, every time they get called, that's money that they have to pay these guys, that they have to pay in fuel and getting all these, you know, people
armored vehicles
and everything, closing down the streets. That's gonna cost like people traffic.
How much is your life worth?
I mean, you know,
it's priceless.
My life is priceless, exactly. But I know enough to know that my life is priceless. Therefore, I wouldn't have had a gun. Especially, I wouldn't have shot that gun at police officers.
I would have left it in the trunk, and true. I would have gotten out.
If I loved my life, I would have thrown that gun out, and I would say, "Whoa, I'm out of here."
Right, but
no,
the standpoint of, like, you know, the police or the city's budget, I mean.
But there are certain rules, right? Because, you know, as much as...
I would have had somebody, you know, just sharp shoot. I'm just going to keep it short and simple. An elite team should have showed up. That's it.
I personally believe that... I don't think that it was out of the SFPD's... control. I think they had the situation under control. There was no need for any special teams because it was an isolated incident. They had it right there. They weren't taking their eyes off of it. They were following procedure. I'm almost certain somebody called it in. You know, there was people. They weren't going to do anything too drastic. You know, I know 90 bullets is very drastic.
It's 90 bullets per officer.
No. No. Impossible.
If there was 10 officers that shot 99 bullets, well, it was a little more than 9 bullets per officer.
Yeah. You said 90 bullets per officer.
I said nine.
Oh, I'm tripping then. No, I think it's like 12.
I mean, and then that's another thing.
I'm but really bad at math.
I'm going to just put them on blast. Like, how are you shooting, like, 25%.
I
see.
Oh, I know.
You hit him 25 times. I mean,
this, like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We got to put recoil into consideration. And the trunk did close, and they were kept shooting, even though.
What we didn't mention is there was actually the driver got out and didn't fucking say anything and didn't tell police that there was another passenger in the vehicle.
In an animal.
And a puppy.
Puppy.
How old is she?
The puppy?
19.
Oh, the 19-ish.
Lady. There was, I think the girl might have been 18, 19. She was in the vehicle. Why the fuck didn't she get out?
Why didn't she get out?
Fear.
I would have rolled down the window.
I don't know. You know, fear is a motherfucker.
But my question is, so in the video, she was technically still in the car while they were shooting, mm-hmm. right?
They didn't know.
Because he had the trunk up. He had the trunk
not
up.
Not only that, she was probably hiding.
And they didn't have anybody at the end of the block.
Yeah, they didn't. They should see.
And they should have closed it because they're risking them getting away again or driving off.
Because the driver had already gotten out.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, but she could have like.
They still should have barricaded.
You know how you can open your back seats pop down?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She could have fucking opened that and he could have just shimmied his way to the front seat and took off. But then that would have been a whole other thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, bitch, not bitch, you know what I mean. Girl, well, bitch. Bitch, you know that they're fucking telling these motherfuckers to get out of the fucking car. Why the fuck are you not getting out of the car?
Seriously.
What the fuck?
I guess common sense just isn't that common anymore.
No, it's mm-hmm. not. No, it's not.
You know, there's just a lot of, I don't know, man. It's these fucking millennials.
Hey, fucking millennials.
I don't know what else to say.
These kids are just
out of control.
There's no
respect for anybody else.
They're products, you know, from...
How do you expect them to be... this sounds hella mean, but look who's raising them. They probably have single parent families. They don't have money. The parents are working their asses off to just provide for fucking food and rent and basic fucking needs because they're working two, three jobs.
Barely seeing their own kids.
Yeah. You know? And so the kids are raising themselves.
Right.
Right?
You know, I saw it growing up. I mean, I saw my mom for like, 2 hours in the morning, 3 hours at night. She was out working.
So, what the fuck?
Pero tiempo. Pero tú tenías a tu abuela.
Yeah.
You had your abuela.
I did.
And she stepped in.
Thank God.
You know, and she was, when your mom wasn't there, and your mom wasn't there, she was the one that made sure that the borders were there still to keep guiding you in the correct path.
Yeah. She did a better job with us than she did with her kids.
Hell yeah. Shit. That's grandparents.
I'm telling you, like I'm just being honest. When the siblings, like my parent and my mom and her siblings, when they were young, they basically had to raise themselves. Yeah. My grandmother was working all the time. My grandfather, sometimes he was there. Most of the time he wasn't. You know, he was an alcoholic. So my grandmother was the one that busted her fucking ass. And she couldn't raise her children. She had fucking five kids. She was dirt fucking poor. Raising five kids. And then when they were grown up, then she took in their kids. She kept us off the streets, though.
She stepped in.
Yeah.
And she did it.
That's what there's a lack of. I mean.
And not only did she step in, she did it with love. And she did it because it's not just, are you available to watch my kids?
Yeah.
And then let them go rampant and do whatever it is that they want to do because, you know, it's more convenient for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
She literally put her foot down anytime that she had to, and she had to whoop some ass if she had to.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't have nowadays. Because nowadays, you can sue your parents because they smacked you.
And, which is bullshit. This is the problem with society.
This is the fucking problem.
There's no discipline.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, because parents now have, they're the parents are now have to worry about the consequence instead of the kids worrying about the consequence for their
actions. Hell yeah. No.
So that's like,
so
like,
my thing is,
that's crazy.
No, I don't want to hit my kids because I was hit.
Yeah.
But there's a big motherfucking but. If they're doing something that is dangerous, yeah, I'm going to give them a whack on the butt. Just one. But, you know. And I don't do it too hard. Because even if you tap them, they're just like, ah, you know. Yeah. But they have to know that if they're doing, jumping on the couch by the window, that's dangerous. You're going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
Anything that's going to put you in danger, anything that's dangerous, you're going to get in trouble. Yeah. You're going to get a whack on the butt. And I don't give a fuck.
You know what else I think is dangerous? Not listening to me. That's dangerous. Yeah, because sometimes I walk with my daughter in the parking garage, and I tell her, hey, you need to stay by my side. I'm trusting you, right? I'm not holding your hand. I'm trusting you to stay by my side. And she'll stop and slow down and look around, and I have to raise my voice. I'm like, hey, come here, right? But sometimes she's getting a little... Not listening too much,
right? I don't give them the opportunity. So, they have to hold my hand.
The other day I had to give her a nice little on her way. She cried for a little bit. Not for too long. Came back, sat next to me. I was like, you have to, and I told her, you have to listen to me.
And then that's just part of how their brain's working.
Yeah,
like if they don't see a consequence, their
they
brain,
think it's okay.
It's like, okay, well, I could do certain shit and get away with it. Maybe maybe get yelled at. Oh, okay, you're gonna take my PlayStation, you're gonna take my video games away, stuff like that. It's like
that doesn't do anything.
It doesn't.
That
do
fuels
anything.
That fuels the hatred.
You gotta instill fear. I mean,
you do.
You have to.
I mean.
You must. It's a must.
But I have the voice. When that voice comes out, you know shit's about to go down.
That's that drill sound.
What's the voice?
What's the voice?
Let's see the voice. Show us the voice.
Or do we got to provoke you?
Yeah.
They've seen a ghost. Like, holy shit.
They'll be like, oh,
she's fucking pissed.
Yeah.
You got to fucking sit down.
If I look at them like.
Yeah, throwing something. Not throwing something. You know, an item, but you know, you catch them off guard. It's like, you know, they're doing something, and then you know
they'll cry from the look.
Yeah, just even from afar.
Hell yeah.
You know, I see my son doing something dangerous. I just be like, hey, I from across the room, about 20 feet,
give him a good startle.
He'll look at me, and I just say, stop, and. He does it again. This time he's coming to sit with me. And, you know, that's it. That's the consequence. So then he'll get it. He'll understand. He'll figure out the equation. Okay, well, if I don't do something bad, if I don't play too rough, I could play. If I'm safe, then I'm okay. Because that's my responsibility as a father. I got to make sure... He knows right from wrong. I got to make sure he listens to not only his parents, me and his mom, you know, but to elders.
To authority.
To authority.
Teachers.
To, you know, and, you know.
Babysitters.
People
you know.
See authority like, you know, like they own you and stuff. Like no, like, you got to get that out of your head. Like, these cops aren't here to break us down, to break down our morale or nothing. No, they're here.
Nor are they here to baby
us. They're here to protect and serve.
Right. So why don't you live a pretty decent life and not commit armed robbery and put yourself in that fucking situation? Don't fucking have drugs in your car and be fucking blowing through red lights. So that you get pulled over. Now you're scared, and now you're gonna lead the cops on a fucking chase.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta think about this shit.
I get you. No, but you know, it's just amazing to me how many stupid people there are in this world. I was watching one of these judge shows, right? And there was literally a guy suing his ex-girlfriend because he Okay, so he sued her because it was her fault that he got caught by the cops, right? So he had some warrants, right? And he's like, yeah, so I had some...
What were the warrants for?
No, for, like, missing court dates and other things, right? So he had a... it was crazy. So he was being belligerent because he got mad at his girlfriend, and something happened where she wasn't going to drive him somewhere, and he got belligerent, and the cops came. They saw it for themselves. Nobody called the cops. They just seen him being all drunk, and he came over, and they arrested him, right? Because he had some warrants. And so he went on this show and he sued his ex-girlfriend because it's her fault, because he was mad at her that he got cut by the cops.
What a fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot.
The judge asked him like 3 times, wait a minute. Oh, what a fucking tool.
What a fucking idiot. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, what the
That's the shit that I'm talking about.
Don't be stupid, you guys. Just listen. The world would be a semi-better place if we just kind of took a step back and listened to authorities. Like, again, I know there's crooked cops. I know there are. I know people plant evidence. I know that.
And there's a huge inconvenience. Obviously, nobody wants to get hit by the cops, right? Nobody wants to get hit by the fuzz, man. Nobody likes it. We get it. We hate it. But they're just doing their job.
Right.
They're just doing their job. They're just trying to go home at the end of the day. Their hours are long. You know, they've probably got a lot of stress on them. Most of them are usually bald.
Listen, that's something that they said at the town hall meeting. Like, the brother said, like, you're not sorry. You're not sorry because you get to go home tonight and be with your family and your kids, blah, 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 blah. My mother doesn't get to do that. But guess what? Then maybe your brother should have listened and gotten the fuck out of the car. Because going to jail is better than dying. Or maybe he shouldn't have fucking committed armed robbery in the fucking first place.
Boom. Couldn't have said it better myself. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, obviously, you know, unfortunately, what happened already happened. We've already made that clear. But I did see the town hall, and if I were one of those cops, but they did it right, right?
Yeah.
They did it right, and they let the family take out their, you know, their frustration, and I get it, you know.
I completely understand. It's horrible to lose a child, right?
It's terrible.
Nobody
you know?
Wants to bury their child.
And you know, but your son made a scene. He caused a scene. He let little children see this. He let children be around and potentially put them in danger.
Right, because there were people that were being interviewed saying that they live like on the first floor and they had to like duck, get down so that no bullets could hit them or their kids. Like, he put other people's lives at risk too.
It's
just an all around bad situation.
It was a bad situation.
I feel bad. I feel bad for everybody. I feel bad for the victims of the armed robbery. I feel bad for the cops that shot him. I feel bad for him because, you know, he made a bad fucking choice and ended up paying with his life. I feel hella bad for his mother. I feel bad for the driver and for the girl that was hiding in the car, because they're going to have this on their conscience for the rest of their lives. It's just a bad situation. I feel horrible all the way around.
But I don't think it was mishandled.
I don't think it was mishandled either. I think it was
properly handled.
Had to do what they had to do. And cops nowadays have to do what they have to do. And we just have to respect that. They're doing their job. Which leads me into another thing that's going on that involves cops. This time in Oakland. So there's a cafe in Oakland. It's called Hasta Muerte Coffee. It's in the Fruitvale District. And the Fruitvale District is kind of like the Mission. Mm-hmm. All the Latinos are there. They refused to serve Oakland PD or any cop.
Why?
They refused to, because they refused to serve them because they're cops.
Is it because of that whole ICE thing?
Not because of ICE, but just because he's a cop. It doesn't serve police. It says, according to a letter sent to the cafe by the Oakland Police Union, cafe staff told the sergeant that it does not serve police.
Discrimination.
What the fuck? I mean, I know people don't like the cops, but what the fuck?
That's too much.
And
it's doing it. That's
and
doing
why
the
you
most.
Have to make it public, you know? I mean, you could just wait till the cop goes.
Listen, what would you do without the police?
Right, right. But I'm saying, like,
who are you going to call when your shit gets robbed?
They got the right to refuse service to anyone.
That's true.
It doesn't say whether they're doing something or not, but they have that right, and they could handle it on a case by case. You know, word's going to get around. You know, the cops are going to be like, oh, just don't go there.
No. They're going to get fucking robbed, and the cops aren't even going to show up to help.
No, I doubt that. As much as, you know.
They would like that.
They would like that, you know.
No, they're still going to do their job.
Right? Of course.
They
got to
do their job.
Of course.
But I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But on the inside, they will be smiling.
Yes, they will.
On the inside, they will be smiling because at the end of the day, people, and I don't care how much you think that their cops aren't people, they're people too.
Right.
And they get little pleasures in these
kind of
things.
And I don't want to wish negative on that, cafe, but I'm hoping, you know, as a consequence, right? Every action, there's reaction. You know, and they experience something where they feel like, dang, we needed the cops or we need them. You know, just as a lesson, you know.
Once they call the cops, they become hypocrites.
Yes.
Once they call the cops, they become hypocrites.
But then, like I said, you ain't got to worry about it. You shouldn't worry about what people call you. If you need the cops, you need the cops, point blank.
Yeah, of course. Don't be afraid to call, but you'd be a hypocrite. It doesn't take away from the fact that you'd be a fucking hypocrite.
That's one of my favorite words, hypocrite. I fucking love that word.
As far as I'm concerned, coffee shops are usually like a community thing, right?
Right. And the police cops go in there. Yeah. They talk to the staff. They're
mostly people
they're
from the community
their
in there.
And eating their donuts.
Of course.
I mean, what the fuck? Like,
and
it's business for you.
I also want to add, like, about 2 weeks ago, I was talking to a close friend, Della G, over there. It's like these cops need to be more involved in the community. Fucking, you know.
You gotta know who you with.
Put your shit away. Go outside. Walk around. You know. You know. Just change that.
Hello. Good morning.
Change that vibe in the hood. You know. Yeah. Talk. Like, don't be a robot. Like, you got some shoved up your ass. You can't talk. You know.
Start with the kids, man.
If I was a cop, or if I ever choose that route. Yes, it's the kids.
You got to start with the kids because they're the future.
All kids want is to be fucking loved.
Acknowledged. And loved and feel like somebody cares.
Right.
Of course.
That's it. Right? And, you know, maybe this dude, this 19-year-old, right? Maybe he didn't have that, you know?
Well, according to his family, he did.
Oh. Yeah. Apparently, yeah, he's got a huge mass following.
But
now.
Then, like, I mean, this is just a whole, you know, it's a whole... it was a whole snowball effect. It's like, okay, you're in a city where cost of living is skyrocketing like a motherfucker, like having a 6-figure salary is barely making it.
Yeah, do you know that for a family of four, $110,000 a year for a family of four is now considered low income in San Francisco?
You know,
standard.
We got a lot of people protesting, you know, and you know, why aren't we protesting against the city and its high demand? And why are we allowing all these structures being built, welcoming new faces, new people? I mean, I get it. You know, it's money. Money's root of all evil, point blank. But it's like, why don't you just fight for where you were raised at? This is your home. You know, now you have to struggle to make ends meet. And you're taking, it's robbing you of your time. And if you can't make it, just move. You got to move. I mean,
you got to.
move, save money, you know, buy a house. You know, I love growing up in the city. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. I wouldn't trade it for anything, you know, but I want to be able to give my kids a front yard, a backyard, a swimming pool, fucking trampoline. I thought that shit was the coolest growing up. You know, going to my cousin's house, seeing a trampoline, like, what the hell?
You know? The hell is that shit?
Yeah, it's true.
Propelling you into the air.
It's true. And my mom says it all the time to me. Like, why do you want to stay in San Francisco? Don't you want your kids to have a front yard and a backyard?
You can make that metal patch into a yard.
Well, as soon as my dogs pass away, right, we're gonna fix that backyard.
Shh, let's not talk about that right now.
Okay, no, but I'm just saying. But
you got a concrete plan already.
Then I'm good, right? Then right, they'll have a motherfucking backyard. Yeah. Yeah. Right now, we go to the fucking park.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just doing that. Just taking kids to the park. Now they got inside parks. You know what I mean, at the mall. Like,
yeah.
I love Sky High.
I love Sky High.
Oh, I love that too.
I love
dodgeball, trampolines. That's the shit.
Yeah,
just being involved. You know, don't let this city run your schedule with your family. I was lucky enough. Yeah, like it was a whole shit of us where we were living at, but it was fun.
It was a lot
surrounded
of us
by family, like. It was.
It was never boring.
It was having fun.
There was always something going on in that house.
Yeah, I bet.
And
real life drama.
And yeah, for real. And but like just spend time with your family. Let people feel your love. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You know, you're not soft for showing your true side. You know what I mean? Like you see anybody like. You know, talking to a kid, you know, a grown person talking to a kid, their whole demeanor changes, you know. We know how to treat people.
Right.
We're human. And, you know, and it's just so many factors, you know, but you can't think about all that in a matter of 5 seconds or 2 seconds or... You know, cause you a shot, no earplugs, gunfire, like that shit's loud. That shit gets people's adrenaline up, and it's real. If you haven't experienced it, I mean, or heard it, you know, get out there, go to the range, go see what it's like, go see the damage you can do with the bullet.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's that.
We're gonna wrap up.
That's yeah. It.
I'm gonna leave it at, I'm gonna say my last words.
Go ahead.
So this is for, you know, like the family, you know. My condolences to you. I would never want to imagine. I mean, just imagine it, you know. You know, it's a heartbreaking thing. You know, but for some closure, I mean, I'm nobody to you guys. I'm nobody. I'm just somebody who has this opinion. You know, if your son, brother, cousin, friend, I mean, if he's resorting to like violence, if he's resorting to a weapon that can take somebody's life over something, like to rob for a couple dollars, hundreds, whatever it is. Like, I mean, he's struggling. He doesn't have to struggle anymore. He's at peace. You know, in my beliefs, he's at peace. He doesn't have to fight anymore. This helps me wrap my mind around, you know, death. It's a hard subject for me. And sometimes I'm still selfish. When it comes to death, when people are taken away from me or leave, you know, I'm selfish as hell. Like why? Like I just needed one more day. I just wanted one more day. You know, because you want to let that person know how you feel about them, whatever. But you know, they ain't got to struggle no more. They ain't got to risk their lives. They're at peace, and you know, I wish nothing but blessings to you guys, and you know, But yeah, I'm just going to leave it on that semi-positive note.
All right. Well, that was nice. I hate to start self-promoting now, but I'm going to do it.
We're going to do it anyways.
Follow us. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, @ Stooky Duck.
Stooky Duck. S-T-O-O-K.
I-E, Duck.
Duck. .com.
Yeah, visit our website. Affiliate links are up there. Our episodes are up there. And also, I always forget to do this. Special shout out to my nephew, Johnny Maxwell. You can find him on Twitter, @ Johnny Maxwell, Instagram, @ _ Johnny Maxwell, and on Facebook, Johnny Maxwell. He also has a YouTube channel. I believe it's Johnny Maxwell Vivo. It's on his own music channel. And check out his music and his videos there. He's going to be doing a show in San Francisco on April 7th with The Dream, Lloyd, Bow Wow, Trunk Boys. It's called All About the Bays. Oh, and it's at the Soma Street Food Park. And tickets are available at theambproject.com. Again, he's got that flyer on his Instagram account, probably on Twitter as well. We will post it up in the notes to the show on our website. Also, we want to shout out Evolved SF. They are having an art gallery show this Friday, March 30th, from 7 to 10 in the city. It's 21 and over. The address is 3067 24th Street, and the theme is sanctuary. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of good art there. So if you're listening to this and you're in the Bay Area, you're in San Francisco, check out Evolved SF's art show.
They have the Instagram to Evolved SF.
They have an Instagram. Is it what? Yeah. @ Evolved SF. Yeah. And links will be on our website. And yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're involved in a lot of things. If you listen to this podcast and you go, you know, we'll be there. I'm going to be there, I think. Georgie, are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, he's going to be there. You're not going to be there.
I don't know. I don't think so.
But I'll be there. I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe taking the recorder and a mic and maybe doing some interviews. Why not?
Yeah.
Welcome to Raquel Talks.
Get some footy. Some footage.
Real life drama.
I love that. Because you can really hear real. And there's a little bit of RJ in there. Like you can hear him lingering in the background. But yeah, so yeah, I just wanted to shout that out. I haven't shouted out my nephew, who's been so generous to let us use his music for our podcast. And yeah, I think that's it. That's all I have to say. Until next week.
Until next week.
Until next time.
Peace.
Adios.